his tired feet were buried in the quagmire. And his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. Wrap around the knot of root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain. Thank you.
to be singing this song right in this spot at this very time. I do have to take a very brief moment to tell you why. When we first went on tour, it was like 1988, and we went to Colorado, we drove right through here because we were coming from Vermont. And we used to drive in a Plymouth Voyager at that point in time. The four of us and our dog, Marley, who you've seen pictures of, who's in doggy heaven now. Anyway, we were driving through this area on our way out west, and somewhere, I couldn't remember the exact name of the town, but right nearby here, our car broke down. It was a very old Plymouth Voyager. And what we did was took the back seat out of the of this Plymouth Voyager. It was like a minivan, and two of us would sleep while two of us drove. By the way, best driver, Paige. Long distance driver who could cover the most hours. I've seen this guy drain two tanks of gas. Fish. Too busy playing with the radio and screwing around, so therefore was not allowed to drive very much. Worst driver, Mike! Writing in his journal while driving the car. Not making that up. Anyway, what happened was the car broke down and it was kind of a rainy day, and so we had no choice but to try to get some, go to some kind of garage or something, and there was nothing around, but we happened to be standing outside of this storage area. And we went in and we asked the manager if we'd mind if we could stick our car in one of the bays for a second. This is all completely true, and we'll explain a few things that happened at this very festival. And this guy let us put our car, it had all our gear in it. We didn't want it to get stolen while we went to try to get a garage or something. So we pushed the Plymouth Voyager into a storage area. And when we got in there, the door shut behind us. And we were trapped inside of a self-storage unit. By the way, this is all completely true. This is fact. So we're in this storage area, and the only thing that we had to occupy ourselves for a time, we took out the instruments, we were trying to wait for someone to come get us out of the storage area. So we would play. We started playing, and when we played, we realized that despite the discomfort of being trapped in a small, you know, tin storage area, our minds would kind of wander and we would drift off, and we would basically be able to free ourselves from the trap of this little metal box through music. So we played more, but whenever we stopped playing, we'd get back to the fact we didn't have any food, we didn't have any water, or waiting to escape. And what happened was the jams would get longer and weirder and weirder and weirder, and we started to have a problem connecting reality with these kind of mental freedom through music journeys that we were going on. And over time, the mental journeys with the music became a little bit more realistic, and then our awful experience inside of this metal box got worse and worse and worse until we realized that we could control reality through music. So we started working on little, you know, like melodic incantations, and we found one that used to be able to summon the rain. We realized that we could create rain. We drilled a little hole in the roof so the water would drip down, and this is all going on. Meantime, we're just waiting for somebody to get us out of this storage space. Anyway, what's really bizarre is that we got so good at this that what you're in right now is actually a mental projection through music that we started in 1988 inside of a storage unit. So when we had this whole thing, it's gonna vaporize. None of you will have any memory of it whatsoever, and we'll be trapped back inside this storage unit. So we figured there's only one way out of here, and that's this. If you look what's gone on in the last 20 or 30 years, there's so much crappy merchandise being produced that you have to keep building more and more storage spaces, and they're covering the whole American landscape right now. So it's very perfect that this is happening on the 4th of July, Independence Day. We've discovered through graphs that today is the day when the rate of product creation is going to surpass the rate at which more storage spaces to put this junk can be made. At which point, every single storage space in America will be full, and somebody's gonna have to come open the door to our storage space and let us out. And incredibly, the famous Mockingbird during all this time has gotten a new job, and he is now a postage delivery bird. And I see him flying out of the distance right now with the ultimate product to deliver it to our storage space, set us free, and then be able to bring the two realities back into one whole. And we'll see what happens when that happens. But here he comes now, the famous Mockingbird.